I tell you what, Winston, just hang up now so you don't get in big trouble.
Hey, it's another. Hey, it's another. Hey, it's another prank call show.
That's right. Here's your host, Kay Archer.
You're listening to Bonersode 61 for August 6th, 2020. I'm your host, Winston. Today, our producer is Fred H. Fred, I owe you some stickers and a lapel pin, but I noticed there's no address on Patreon for you. If you opted out of the physical rewards, that's no problem. Thanks for your support, but just in case you forgot, here's your reminder to do that. I'm almost out of the lapel pins. I think there's 10 left. Look at you, making me take time out of the show to help you. So needy. Typical Fred. Before we start, I should mention that I'm in the middle of packing for my upcoming move. And the room I'm in is developing an echo, which sucks for recording. I think it's not very noticeable in these calls, but over the next few weeks, it'll probably get worse. Anyway, here we go.
Oh.
Oh, hello, Vinette?
Yes.
Hey, Vinette. Yes. It's Richard with the HOA.
Yes.
Hey, I just needed to give you a heads up. We're going to be sending a package to you. You should probably get it in the mail in the next couple of days.
Okay.
The box is going to have a body camera in it that you're going to need to put on and just make sure.
Say it again. I didn't catch that. That sounded funny, though, whatever it was.
What do you mean?
What? We have to have what?
The box is going to be it's going to have a body camera in it that you're going to need to wear at all times when you're in the neighborhood.
Now, does this have to do I do this all the time. I was about to say what this is about, and it goes right out of my head. Our meetings that we have on the people who are not doing what they're supposed to do?
Yeah, exactly. So just...
Oh, okay. I've been here since 2005. You know, there was always garbage going on. And now we're doing next door, and it's just as bad, if not worse.
It's always a problem with those people.
Yes.
It's filthy people.
It really is. So.
Yep. Yep, just basically when you're in the neighborhood at all times, just have that body camera on, and then, you know, we'll regularly review all the footage from it.
Okay, so, yeah, I don't want to question it because obviously are some issues here, and I'll just shut my mouth. And,
yeah, that's basically
what I'm supposed to.
That's the patriotic thing to do is just kind of just zip it.
I got it. No problem.
Just do what you're told. Okay.
I will. I promise.
All right, you're.
I will vote. I will vote in November.
That's
for
right.
My president.
That's right.
Pardon me.
For our president.
Yes, and he's going to be the president for another 4 years. I hope.
Probably another 40, if we're lucky.
Well, he won't live that long. But
well, you know,
whatever.
You know, we can.
I just want the 4 years from him.
Yeah. Well, you know, we can get, you know, the wife and the kids and just the whole line.
Yeah, there you go. I think this his one son. That one is so much like him.
Yeah.
I always forget who's who. I think he would probably do a great job.
It's basically a continuation, you know?
That's right.
We can all just shut up and fall in line and not question anything forever.
And I just find him very funny.
Yeah.
I mean, I do.
Oh, he's hysterical.
I like it. It's like, you tell him, Donald.
That's right.
You know?
He's definitely the funniest president we've ever had.
You bet. And I'm not a racist. I just want you to know I'm for everybody.
Well, you know, white power. I get it.
Well, that's true. White power. Yeah, you're right on that. Yeah.
You're a terrible human being.
That's right. I'm Irish, too. So what can I say?
I have a strong dislike for you. Please hang up.
Okay. All right. Well, I don't know if you happen to see the thread today in next door.
Oh, I don't care. Just shut up and just hang up. You're horrible.
Okay. I won't tell you what it was. It was so annoying. Okay.
Yeah. But just lick my boots, you know? Lick my boots, you bootlicker.
Okay.
All right, shut up.
Oh, you're my kind of person.
All right, shut up, Vinette.
Okay. Goodbye.
Bye.
Hello.
Hey, Richard?
Yes.
Hey, it's Cody with the HOA.
Yeah.
Hey, I just needed to give you a heads up. On Friday, we're going to have a couple of work trucks in front of your house, and they're just going to be doing a little bit of light digging in your yard.
For?
Well, we're going to be installing that foam pit for the neighborhood grandkids to jump in. It's kind of like a little playground type thing.
Yeah, why don't you take them and stick them up your fucking ass, asshole?
Hello?
Oh, hey, Sam?
Yes?
Hey, Sam, it's Winston with the HOA.
Uh-huh, yes.
Hey, I just needed to give you a heads up. In the next day or two, you're going to be receiving a package from us in the mail.
Okay.
It's just a body camera. We're going to be requiring all the residents in the neighborhood to start wearing those, effective Monday.
Wait a minute. To wear what? A body camera?
Yeah, it's a body cam. You know, just like police have and security guards.
That's illegal?
Yeah.
Where would I wear it? To go where?
What do you mean? On your body. Just kind of like it hangs on your
when
shirt.
When I'm home?
Yeah, just, you know, just anytime you're out and about or you know, inside, whatever. You just got to keep it on during the day. You know, you can remove it, you know, at night and, you know, when you shower or whatever. But other than that, yeah, it's going to be on at all times.
Why? What's the reason?
Just legal reasons, you know, just this day and age. Everything's got to be documented.
It has to be documented that I wear a body cam?
Just everything that you do, you know, has got to be documented. It's all kept private on a secure server, so you won't have to worry about that. But yeah, just in case, you know, we need you
what's
to wear...
What's the penalty for not wearing it?
Eviction, essentially. Yeah, we're not going to be permitting anyone to live here unless they wear the body cam at all times.
In my house?
Yeah, of course. Anytime you're on, you know, within the neighborhood, you got to have it on.
No, wait a minute. You say neighborhood. I'm asking you, inside my house, I have to wear it?
Well, yeah, the interior of your house is still in the neighborhood. Sure.
And when you evict me, what do you do with the house that I'm living in that I own?
Well, you know, it becomes a legal...
Don't forget, I bought this house.
Yeah, of course you did, but, you know, it's still...
And you can evict me of my own house that I bought?
Yeah, it becomes a legal matter. It gets real messy. We don't need to worry about that, though.
Thank you. That's all I need to know.
Well, what do you mean? Sam?
Who's that?
Yes.
Oh, who's that in the background? Is that Tony?
You're telling me in my house I have to wear a body cam? You have to be kidding me.
No, why? What would be the joke? You know, it's just for security reasons, really.
What security? Security for what?
For everyone, for yourself, or for everyone involved.
Security against what? What am I securing myself from?
Anything and everyone.
Inside my house.
Come on, it's 2020. You can't be too careful anymore.
Okay, thank you very much.
Well, hold on.
You talk. Because that is stupid. He's
hello?
Inside my house, I have to wear a body camera. He has to be joking.
Hey,
hello?
Hey,
who is this?
It's Winston with the HOA. Is this Tony?
Yes.
Hey, what's wrong with Sam? He just kind of flipped out on me.
There's nothing wrong with me. What's wrong with you telling me?
Be quiet.
Can you tell him to shut up? I can't hear you, Tony.
Yeah, I want to understand why and who is authorizing this. That somebody telling us we have to wear a body cam inside our home. What is that all about? And what kind of security
you know,
is that?
Well, it's just for...
Is that secure?
Well, it's just for record keeping, really. I mean, we don't, you know, expect anything to happen, but, you know, it's just, it's like a what-if scenario, you know, just in case.
Just so who's keeping this record?
The HOA. We're just going to keep all the video on a secure server. Like, we're not even going to...
Is that legal? Is this legal?
Of course, yeah. We had our team of lawyers draw up the documents, and, you know, you'll get your copy included with the cameras when they arrive in the mail. But really, it's a benefit to you and Sam and everyone, so I don't understand why he was, you know, pitching a fit over it.
Because I feel that's invading people's privacy when you tell somebody that you have to wear a body camera inside your own home.
Yeah, well, I mean, it's your home, but it's still on HOA property. It's basically got to just comply with the rules, or you can find somewhere else to live.
I can't believe that. I've never heard that before.
Yeah, well, it's new, so you wouldn't have heard it before. Hey, can you just tell us?
I've never heard that before. Somebody's going to force you to wear a body camera inside your own home.
Well, it's not. You're not being forced.
That's
if you don't.
I have to wear it. That's the only time.
Oh man, can you just tell Sam to shut up? He's being so annoying.
And I'm not on that.
So is everybody else going along with this?
Am I on speakerphone right now? Can Sam hear me?
Yeah, he can hear you.
Hey Sam, can you shut the fuck up? Because I'm trying to talk to Tony, and you're just being distracting.
Oh, my God. That is so rude for you to sit there and cuss and tell my husband to shut the fuck up.
Well, he needs to... No, I just... Come on, you hear him yelling. That it's rude of him to interrupt.
Yeah, but I heard what you said, too. He didn't know cussing nobody.
Yeah, but
that was very rude and uncalled for.
Okay, well, then we're at an impasse. We're both rude because he won't shut up and he's interrupting.
Yeah, hang up the phone.
Oh, don't hang up. That's a... That, there's going to be a fine for that if you hang up.
Hello?
Oh, hey, is this Tony?
Yeah.
Hey, it's Winston again with the HOA. I think we got disconnected a minute ago.
Okay, yeah, I'm going to call the other residents and see how they feel about that, see if we can get talk to a lawyer, and I want to see...
Well, why would you call the...
Kind of,
why would you call the other residents? Because, it's just you and Sam. It's not...
Because I want to find out what the other residents think about this.
Well, they're not wearing body cams, just you and Sam. So I don't...
Why are we... Wait a minute. Why are we just wearing body cams?
Well, it's because of the foam pit that we're going to be putting in your yard, you know, for the neighborhood grandkids. You should have received...
What?
You should have received the letter about this like a month ago.
No, we didn't receive no such letter. Why? No. Wait a minute. Are you saying other residents are not wearing body cams?
Yeah, no, it's just you two. I guess I forgot to make that clear. I apologize. But yeah, it's just because your front yard is just going to be like the neighborhood playground, you know, as soon as we dig that foam pit. Ma'am?
I'm listening.
Oh, you didn't say anything. It got kind of weird there for a second.
So you're saying Sam and I are the only ones in the whole thing of to have to wear a body cam because
yeah.
You're building some kind of playground?
Yeah, you know, because for legal reasons, you know, if there's going to be kids, minors, essentially, if they're going to be congregating in your yard, then yeah, it's, you know, it's all got to be recorded.
In my yard? Wait. In my yard? There's going to be kids in my yard?
Yeah, I guess you didn't receive the letter. I don't know, maybe it got lost or you tossed it out. But yeah, your yard is going to be the site of the new foam pit that all the neighborhood kids are going to jump in.
Y'all doing this without our permission?
Oh, we don't need your permission.
You have to have something in our yard?
Oh, yeah, we don't need your permission. It's just HOA grounds, essentially. It's like a neighborhood upgrade for all the grandkids in the area.
What kids?
The neighborhood grandkids that come over, you know, when we have visitors.
Why and where would they be in our yard, not the common area? Why our yard?
Oh, we can't tear up the common area. So, yeah,
we
gotta
tear up our yard.
Yeah, it's not being used for anything, so we're just going to put the foam pit right there in the center of your yard. It's going to be a fun thing, you know, like they can all jump
no,
in.
No, it's not going to be a fun thing. I don't want a bunch of kids in my yard. Why would I want that?
Yeah, period.
I mean, that's just...
Why did I move to there? Because I didn't want to be around kids. Now you're going to put kids in my yard?
Well, you're being ageist. They're just, you know, grandkids of all the residents here.
I don't care. I don't have any grandkids. Why did they got moved to there? Because I get away from kids.
Yeah.
Why would I want kids in my backyard?
Well, you need to recognize the fact that, you know, your neighbors have grandkids and they want them to be able
to...
Well,
then put them in their yard.
Well,
why my yard?
Well, we already chose your yard. Look, oh man, Sam is freaking
Who's
out again.
Who chose our yard without our consent, without even our knowledge?
We don't need...
Without even us having an opportunity to protest this.
We don't need your consent. You know, you can't protest it. That's against the regulations around here. You need to brush up on your HOA documentation. It's all there in the charter.
So your charter is saying that somebody can just come over and just plant anything in your yard without your permission, without your consent.
Oh, we're not planting anything.
Without your... Well, you just said you're planting something in our yard.
No, we're not planting anything. It's we're digging a pit and we're going to fill it with this foam material that, you know, like the kids can bounce off of. You know, it's going to be fun. It's good exercise. For the
and
children.
Where? At our backyard?
No, the front yard.
In the front yard. There's not much front yard out there.
Well, you know what I mean. Just
no, I don't know what you mean.
Okay, well, you're
going to have to explain it.
Well, okay, you need to... I don't understand why you're copping an attitude, first of all.
For one thing, I'm not copping an attitude. I am just trying to respond to something that you're just telling me out of the blue that I never heard of, that I never received a letter for, and you're telling me I have to wear a body camera?
Yeah, well, yeah, because there's minors around.
Well, then put it in somebody else's yard.
No, we already decided on your yard. Look, you need to just quit arguing with me. It's getting you're making it very uncomfortable.
Well, you're making me very uncomfortable. And I have a right to be uncomfortable, too, when you're telling me this out of the blues, like I'm just supposed to accept this.
Well, I have a right to do my job without being yelled at. You're making this very difficult for me, and I'm being triggered right now.
I am not yelling at you. You can tell I am very upset because I had no previous knowledge of this. I did not receive no kind of letter saying you telling me I have no rights to my own property. Wait a minute. Our own property. When you have a big common area out there, you can put it out there. A huge common area out there.
Yeah, but we already decided.
Next to the house. Why aren't you putting it out there?
We already decided. That's why. It's too late. The plans are drawn up and we're moving full steam ahead with this operation.
Who is in ahead of you? Because I'm going to talk to somebody. I'm going to go to some lawyers. I'm going to talk to somebody. I'm going to fight this to the hill. I don't care.
Okay.
Who's your manager? Who's ahead of you are?
That would be Mr. Biggs.
Above you.
I can connect him. That's Mr. Biggs. He's gonna tell you the same thing, but I mean, if you want to talk to him.
I don't care. Mr. Biggs.
Yeah.
B-I-G-S?
Two G's.
What's his position?
He's the boss around here. Do you want to talk to him? I'll put him on.
Yes. What's his position?
He's the man in charge.
Does he have a position, manager, supervisor, title? Does he have a title?
Yeah, I mean, we just have like a nickname for him. It's EDOC.
EDOC?
It stands for Big Dick on Campus. It's just kind of something that we throw around the office.
Okay, so this
Big Dick
EDOC.
Yeah, Big Dick on Campus. B-Doc.
I want to talk to him.
Okay, just hang on the line one moment.
Hello?
Hello?
Hey, it's Mr. Biggs.
Yes?
Yeah, what can I do for you?
Yeah, I'm trying to find out what is going on with this thing that you're talking about, putting something in my yard, and we have to wear a body camera at all times. I've heard of this.
Oh, yeah.
I have not received any letter or anything about this.
Oh, we sent you a letter about a month ago, ma'am. You didn't read it?
I didn't get it, and I read my mail.
Well, maybe I thought it was junk or something, but anyways, yeah, it's for the foam pit we're putting in your yard. It's going to be great.
No, it's not going to be great. You're telling me something has to happen without my blessing, without my permission.
Yeah, we don't...
And keep telling me it's going to be great.
We don't want it.
I don't want it. Yeah. I don't want a bunch of kids in my yard.
Well, you should jump on it.
That's why I moved it. Yeah, because to get away from kids.
I don't want even one kid in the yard.
Okay, well...
You have this great big common area out there. Why can't it be there?
Well, you should jump in yourself. You'll have a great time. It'll make you feel good.
God, stop saying that.
What do you mean?
I'm serious. You're making jokes.
No, I'm not making jokes, ma'am. I'm saying you'll have a great time. It'll make you feel good.
Don't tell me I'm going to have a great time. I know me. I know my husband. I don't want no kids in my yard. That's why I moved to... You had to get away from grandkids and kids.
What's wrong with
kids? I wanted a nice 55-plus community where I wouldn't have to deal with a bunch of kids. Now you're telling me you're putting something in my yard, which I am paying for, and with no options, no choice.
No, ma'am, we're paying for it. You're not paying for it.
Having kids in my yard when there's a great big common area out there.
Well, if you let me speak, instead of just blabbering uselessly, I can try to answer your questions.
I'm not blabbering. I have a right to talk.
Yeah, but, I mean, I can't get a word in edgewise.
Well, if you let me talk, then I will talk. When it's your turn to talk, then I will let you talk.
Okay.
But don't tell me I'm blabbering.
Okay,
what kind of thing is that?
Okay, well, continue blabbering and let me know when it's my turn to speak.
Speak.
Okay. So, first of all, you're not paying for it. We're paying for it. We're putting the foam pit in. You don't have to lift a finger. So don't worry about breaking a nail or whatever it is you're crying about.
Oh, my God.
And secondly, I don't see what the big deal is. It's just kids, and Mr. Biggs loves the kids.
I'm not concerned about the fact of who's paying for it.
Well, you said that you were paying for it. I was correcting you.
I do not want it in my yard.
Well, that's too late. We already decided.
I want a bunch of kids playing in my yard.
Well, we don't always get what you want in life, you know? Sometimes you just gotta roll with the punches.
No, I'm not gonna roll with the punches. I'm gonna go to Tony or somebody because this is not gonna happen.
I'll tell you what, I'll give you a free dinner mint if you come on down to Whiz Bangs. That's the restaurant I own.
We don't need bread.
I don't need a bribe.
Well, I'm just saying, you know, I can hook you up with a free meal. Onion sandwich on the house.
Wait a minute. Who is this anyway? Mr. Big. What does that mean?
This is Mr. Big.
Who are you?
I'm the big guy around here. The big dick on campus.
So what does that mean, big dick on campus?
Big dick, you know? It's a reference to my...
Are you in charge of HOA Association, or what is that? What are you to say that you have the right to... Tell me, what is your position?
Other than
Mr. Big.
I'm the head honcho.
Head honcho of what?
The HOA, idiot.
Did he just call me an idiot?
Yeah, you're just being an idiot. But anyways, I own a restaurant on the side, and you can come on down, and I'll hook you up with a free dinner mint and an onion sandwich at half price.
We not four people, starving.
I don't understand this. Why in the world would you be offering me food to come on down and keep telling me that it's going to be fun thing?
You'll have a great time, and it'll make you feel good. I'm just trying to smooth things over, you know? This is getting tense.
Why in the world would he be saying that? I am very upset. Why would you keep saying this? You're going to have a good time. Come down and get some food. It's going to be fun.
Because it's kind of like a catchphrase of mine, you know? I just, it's what I do. A little humor joke.
Okay, tell me. Why did they pick our yard?
Luck of the draw. We just kind of pulled your name out of a hat.
And who did this pulling? You?
No. Roger did.
And who's Roger?
Just some asshole. Who cares? Anyways, look, this call's getting a little long, so if there's nothing else, I'm gonna send you on your way. And thanks for calling.
It's gotta be a joke.
Yeah, you're right. It's just a joke. little humor joke. we're just bored over here in the office. You know, we thought we'd play a little joke-ski-poo on the residents.
Serious?
What?
Serious. Is this a joke or what?
Yeah, it's just a joke. In fact, hang on, let me show you something.
It's just a voice changer.
It's still me. It's still Winston. I was just messing around, you know? Just playing around with this voice changer I have.
Is this a joke?
Well, obviously, my voice just changed. Did you not hear it? Watch, I'll do it again.
See, I sound totally different now, don't I?
So you calling people? Did you joke with people like that?
Yeah, pretty much. It's just a joke. I'm just bored, you know.
Just bored over here in the office. That's all.
But anyways, yeah, it's just a prank call. So tell Sam to cool off, and everything's gonna be a-okay. There's not gonna be a foam pit in your yard.
I think that was very bad.
Yeah,
very
see?
Bad. You got even two people very upset over this.
I know, but we're you're coming around. You got a little smile on your face now.
Have a good evening.
Oh, you too. Tell Sam I said I love him. Thanks again to Fred H. for funding the body cameras and keeping this neighborhood safe. And my thanks to all of you for supporting the show. I'm going to need it more than ever when the real Mr. Biggs takes me to court. Speaking of, you should all go to askmrbiggs.com right now and listen to him give expert advice to his idiot radio show listeners. A quick note before I go, there's a chance I'll be unable to release a full episode this month. I mean, for the general public. But I plan to maintain my weekly bonersode schedule. Of course, moving is stressful and exhausting, so if I do end up having to skip a week, please forgive me. I will make up for it the following week with an extra long bonersode. Doesn't that sound nice? Okay, bye.
If ever I would leave you, it wouldn't be in summer. Seeing you in summer, I never would go. Your hair streaked with sunlight, your lips red as flame, your face with a luster that puts gold to shame. But if I'd ever leave you, how could it be in autumn? How I'd leave in autumn, I never would know. I've seen how you sparkle in autumn, and I must be there. And could I leave you running merrily through the snow, or on a wintry evening when you catch the fire's glow? If ever I would leave you, how could it be in springtime, knowing how in spring I'm bewitched by you so? Oh no, not in springtime, summer, winter, or fall. No, never could I leave you. How could it be in springtime, knowing how in spring I'm bewitched by you so?
I love you too, King Richard. I love you too.